And time to visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Well, welcome back.
Yeah, well, I've been back a little bit from our vacation, but I tell you, I almost wish I was going again with the impending weather situation.
Yeah, it's Minnesota.
I know. I have to keep telling myself and asking myself why on earth I live here, at least in the winter.
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, but we do have quite a few things going on at the Appleton Public Library, just to kind of break up those winter doldrums, so to say. We have our winter reading program going on right now that is for adults. In the summer, we have a program for kids, and in the winter, we have one for adults, where adults read books and earn prizes while they're doing it. We have probably 50-some people in that program, and we're continuing to grow every day. We're always constantly signing new people up as our program started January 1st and goes until the 31st of March. So come on down and sign up for that winter reading program here at the Appleton Public Library, because it's kind of a fun thing. It's just something to break up the winter. Also up this week on Wednesday, we've got our ABE and computer classes with Steve Starrood. He will be here from 4 to 6 p.m. for all of your questions and anything that you need some assistance with. He is such a laid-back, easygoing guy. I think if you have some questions and would like some help, you should come on down. No registration is needed. And don't worry, that instructor will walk you through any necessary steps so that you'll have some success. Also, we have Wednesday night coloring every Wednesday night during the whole entire month of February. Louisa Rolfsmeyer will be here to be your hostess for Wednesday night coloring. All the supplies, materials are provided, including a tasty snack. So stop on down. That is for all ages, from kids to adults, and it is kind of a fun time. Also Wednesday night, we have a special event called Hearts Anyone, where we are putting together a heart wreath with some ribbons. If you want to check out our picture online on our Facebook page or our website, you can do that, or stop on down. We have a sample on display. We're still accepting registrations for that if you're interested, and that is Wednesday night, February 6th at 6:30 p.m. Also up is Live Well, Age Wisely. It's a group of 55 and older people that get together and talk about all sorts of interesting topics, as well as socializing. And you get some education and information on a variety of topics like leaving a legacy, health care directives, fraud scams, how to declutter and detach from stuff. I really need to attend that one.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Anyway, really interesting things.
I've never heard that one before. What's it called?
It's called Live Well, Age Wisely, and this group meets once a month, the second Thursday of each month from 1 to 2:30 p.m. here in the Appleton Civic Center.
Okay.
It is sponsored by the Age-Friendly Communities Coordinator with Prairie 5 Community Corrections, or Community Action Council, I should say. And Laura Thomas is the contact for that. And so if you're interested, stop on down. No registration is needed. We've got a good group of people that are meeting quite regularly. We just started this in December, so it's still a new event that the Appleton Library is working with Prairie 5 Community Action Council and sponsoring. So kind of a fun thing.
Okay.
Also, we're having a pajama night story time on Wednesday, February 20th at 6:30 p.m. So this is for children and families to attend this free event. It's for stories, games, a bedtime snack, and of course you wear your pajamas to the library. What more fun could that be?
Right. gotta love that.
Yeah, on the
14th. I bet you the kids love that, huh?
I think Adrian loves it just as much as the kids.
Okay.
Yeah, yep. I think I need to start wearing my pajamas to that.
There you go.
So, yeah, speaking of events, we've got a really fabulous event coming up on the 23rd of February, the Magic of Dr. Seuss. And we plan all sorts of Dr. Seuss activities leading up to it. So every day, the 19th through the 23rd, we have all sorts of Dr. Seuss things. So you can stop by the library and do a Dr. Seuss coloring sheet. We've got all sorts of things planned. A Dr. Seuss mask, a Dr. Seuss everything, I'll tell you that much. Plus, we've got all sorts of cute things planned leading up to it. But, of course, the magic show will be on Saturday, the 23rd of February at 10 a.m. And this is for children and families. Anybody can attend this fun event. It's, of course, to help celebrate our 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program, another anniversary of it. And it'll be a fun-filled magic show because it's Magic Bob and his beautiful Lynn Marie wife. They will present the magic of Dr. Seuss. And I tell you, everybody loves this guy. Everyone does.
Yep.
And so he does a fabulous job.
Good.
And it should be super fun. We also, on the 14th of February, which is Valentine's Day, have an after-school craft planned. You'll want to stop on down and check that out. And then, of course, we've got Lego Club rounding up on the 27th, and our book club meets on the 25th. So lots of things planned for the month of February. Of course, we always have to have something exciting going on at the Appleton Library.
Yeah, that's a full schedule there, Cindy.
Well, we don't like to lay around and do nothing, you know.
That's right. Well, let's move into what are people reading.
Well, there are a few new books out. Surprisingly, some people are starting to write again, which is exciting. We've got The Crucible by James Rollins. It's one of the books of the Monk series. Anyway, and so that is coming out. Golden Tresses of the Dead by Alan Bradley. Flavia Deleuze, a 12-year-old detective, is on the case when a human finger ends up in her sister's birthday cake. Ooh, or wedding cake, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Birthday is bad enough. Wedding would be even worse, I would think. Good stuff. Anyway, The Rule of Law by John Lascarot is you dismiss Hardy, must solve a mystery involving his secretary who is arrested for a murder. So lots of murder mystery books that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, new in nonfiction is Made by Stephanie Land. It's an unexpected pregnancy forces the author to navigate challenges faced by the working poor. And this is her experience with it. And The Heartbeat of Wounded Knee by David Truer. It's a kaleidoscope portrait of Native American history from 1890 to the present. So some new interesting things to check out here at the Appleton Public Library. If you're interested or you have a favorite author, stop on down and let us help you navigate that exciting world of reading and books, of course.
Okay, real good. Where are you located and when you open, Cindy?
We are located in the Appleton Civic Center, and you, of course, can get a hold of us by calling us at 320-289-1681. You can friend us on Facebook or visit us on our website at appletonpubliclibrarymn.webs.com. All sorts of exciting digital content things that are available. If you're unable to come into the library due to, of course, weather concerns and things, so you may want to check Libby out, which is a really fun tool to use to check out a book and read it on your, even on your cell phone, surprisingly.
Okay. All right, Cindy. Hey, thanks for telling us what's happening at the Appleton Public Library for the month.
Great. Well, you have a great week, Paul.
All right, will do. That's Cindy Hendricks, head librarian of the Appleton Public Library.